KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and we'll have a high around 80. Southwest winds becoming northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Red Oak police report a woman from Elliott was arrested at around 12:50 this morning. Authorities say 30-year-old Michelle Lynn Kasha was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She faces charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kasha was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police were assisted by deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County K-9 Unit, and the Iowa State Patrol. A pursuit that apparently started with a traffic stop on Interstate 80 late last night ended with the suspect driver leading authorities into Exira via Highway 71 and County Road F-58. According to dispatch reports, the vehicle was abandoned in Exira and the suspect took off on foot. The man was said to have been wearing a white T-shirt, but there was no other description available. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center told KJAN News early this morning that, as of their last report, the suspect had not been located. During the chase, which began at around 11:30 p.m., speeds approached and or exceeded 120 miles per hour. A law enforcement vehicle was said to have been taken out of commission near the Brayton Curves when its transmission failed. Additional details are currently not available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a pickup truck that had been reported stolen Sunday night was recovered Monday evening. The 2018 Chevy 3500 diesel crew cab was taken from the area of Fernwood Avenue in Red Oak. It was not immediately clear where the vehicle was found, and there was no report of any damages. Police in Atlantic on Monday provided additional information with regard to a chain reaction accident that took place at around 3:15 p.m. on Friday. Authorities say a vehicle driven by Todd Askland of Atlantic was traveling on Highway 6 or 7th Street and approaching Hazel Street when his vehicle was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by Gary Muir of Atlantic. The collision occurred when Muir's vehicle was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by Jenna Kramer of Atlantic, which caused the Muir vehicle to be pushed forward into the Askland vehicle. The accident happened as all three vehicles were traveling eastbound. Askland complained of pain and possible injury but denied transport to the hospital. Kramer was transported to CCMH for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage from the collisions amounted to $9,000. Police cited Kramer for failure to maintain a reasonable or proper speed. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the High School Media Center and via YouTube. On their agenda is a special presentation on the homeschool assistance program. The board will also take action on resignations that include Rachel Larson, kindergarten teacher, Denise Sharp, paraeducator, Shannon Hayden, food service, and Winter Waltz, food service. The board will then act on contract recommendations for the following: Michelle Fritz, middle school special education teacher; Cheryl Anderson, ESL teacher coordinator; Terry Hinsman, summer school supervisor; and Bob Gross, volunteer softball coach. The board will also act on proposal requests with regard to the Atlantic Facilities Athletic Facilities Improvement Project, including matters pertaining to the high school fence and baseball softball lettering. At the conclusion of regular business, the board will adjourn into a closed session for Superintendent Steve Barber's annual evaluation. Well, the Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two arrests. On Saturday, deputies responded to a motor vehicle accident on Highway 59 north of Shenandoah. During their investigation, 48-year-old Aaron Dean Bennett of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was arrested for interference with official acts. Bennett was transported to the Page County Jail, and while being booked, he was additionally charged with assault on a person in certain occupations and assault with intent to commit sex abuse. And Bennett was being held on a $7,000 cash-only bond pending future court appearances. On Monday, April 26th, deputies in Page County arrested 51-year-old Stephen William Wells of College Springs on three Page County warrants with a cash-only bond totaling $30,000. The warrants charge Wells with violation of probation from an original sentencing charge of eluding speed 25 miles per hour or over, second or subsequent offense, violation of probation from an original sentencing charge of driving while barred, habitual offender, and violation of probation from an original sentencing charge of driving while barred. Wells was arrested at the Page County Courthouse without incident and transported to the Page County Jail. And finally in the news, snow and cold didn't keep all farmers from pulling out the planter last week. The weekly USDA crop report shows despite the weather delays, 20% of Iowa's corn crop has been planted, and that's one day behind the five-year average. Last week's report showed just 4% of the corn in the ground. Some farmers did plant soybeans this past week, and 6% of that crop is now planted. That's 3 days ahead of normal. There were only scattered reports of beans planted in the previous report. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.